Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 22nd of April, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. The Motorola Edge Plus. We're so excited about it. Can't wait for the details. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Yes, we would be getting the full details today, but this decided to leak yesterday. So what is going to be coming in Motorola's Edge Plus? Well, you're going to have 6.7 inches of real estate. That's a 1080p OLED screen, by the way. And it does have curved edges. So yeah, you get the idea for the name now. Not only on top of that, the screen also has a 90 hertz refresh rate. As far as the innards of the phone, it's got a Snapdragon 865 processor, 12 gigabytes of RAM, and 256 gigabytes of storage. As far as the outer hardware goes, well, it's got 108 megapixels, but that's actually pixel bend to produce about 27 megapixel shots most of the time. There's also a 16 megapixel ultra wide camera and an 8 megapixel telephoto camera, plus that 25 megapixel selfie too. And you're going to get 4K and 8K video recording. Ah yes, of course, there will be 5G on the phone, and they're promising peak speeds of 4 gigabytes per second. As far as the cost goes, well, that's what we'll actually learn today. But all things are pointing to around the $1,000 mark. Hey, staying with mobile phones, getting excited for those new iPhones coming this year? Well, don't hold your breath. Yeah, it looks like some of Apple's iPhones won't be launching when they normally do. Even the larger iPhone SE model? Yeah, that may not be coming out to 2021. This information's all courtesy of our main man Ming over in China. Now, we do know the rumors have been pointing to this fall that Apple would have about 4 iPhones to be giving to us. Well, unveiling to us. Yeah, like they'd really give us a phone. Now, as you probably guessed, the unveiling of these phones coming out is in doubt because, well, manufacturing. The world's in a bit of a pickle right now, as most of us know. Not to mention that manufacturing in China still isn't back to 100%. For right now, of course, nothing's set in stone. We haven't heard anything from direct from Apple, though it has to be said these rumors would be none surprising. HBO Max. It's coming. Gonna have to wait about a month still, though. Yeah, it's WarnerMedia's new streaming service, HBO Max. Yeah, it's another streaming service to choose from. It's gonna be launching May 27th. Now, that May 27th launch is, of course, for the U.S. market only. And we're still waiting on details when it's gonna be launching in other territories around the world. Of course, we all know HBO Max's main goal, take on Netflix. And they actually started that earlier in the year by kicking Friends off that platform. Yes, Friends, the TV show, will be exclusive to HBO Max. Not to mention that Friends reunion special will also be over there too. Though we don't know when that's going to be happening because, well, yeah, you know why. There is a little bit of difference, though, from this streaming service over the other ones like Netflix. This one's a lot more expensive. Yeah, the basic price of Netflix is $9.99 a month. HBO Max, well, get ready to shell out $14.99 a month. And finally, back to some cell phone news, and woo, look at those beautiful images coming from Huawei. Yeah, Huawei's at it again. In actual fact, this actually harks back all the way to 2016 when they started doing this on their P9 smartphone. Yeah, their latest smartphones, they thought, what the hell, let's do it again. What am I talking about? I'm talking about using DSLR images and passing it off as, well, it came from their cameras. Huawei's trying to pull a fast one on us again, saying, look at the clarity of our photos from our cameras. That's on our smartphones. You can't beat it. Well, of course you can. It didn't come from your camera. Now, granted, this kind of harks to a photo contest that was supposedly from users of Huawei smartphones and supposed to be shot on Huawei smartphones. La-di-da-di-da, you get the story. Turns out, I guess somebody cheated. Again. Yes, this is twice now this has happened, so it kind of makes you wonder. In any case, Huawei has issued an apology, saying it was an oversight on their part, going to the full extent now of actually editing their original video and actually removing out the line with these photos taken with Huawei smartphones, because they weren't. Have you got a tech story and you think it's nice and juicy and we need to know about it? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can also check out our website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can subscribe to the news show and also support the news show. Head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, and for just $5 a month, you will help keep the news show on the air. Also, check us out on our Facebook page at the British Tech Network, or of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come by our community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Thursday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Wednesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.